In situ is the title of your new piece. In situ, well, I would translate it as at the original place. And we have all these musicians around the public in the concert hall. So did you, choosing this title, did you think of the sounds coming from definite but different places? Was that the idea?
Yes, it's basically the idea, because in that piece, in some part of this piece, the position of the sounds in the space is as important as the sound itself, because I have drawn many sketches, in fact, to design, in fact, the movement of the sounds in the space. For example, if you have a melody and the low notes are in the back and the high notes are in the front. For example, if you read a musical score, and of course you can see that the low note are in the bottom and the high note on the top. So you have some drawing on the score itself. And in some part of the piece, I would like, in fact, to perform this drawing in the reality of the space. That means the movement of the space will help, in fact, to hear the evolution of the melodies or evolution of contours. So in situ means that the place of where the sounds come from is very, very important.
Do you draw lines like from one part of the hall to
yes.
another?
Yes, for example, there is a complete section which is based on tremolo, which are played by strings. And those tremolo are just making a very small rotation around the public. And the rest of the orchestra is obeying to different kind of things, but I draw some circles, some triangles, some simple forms, in fact, simple forms. But in fact, all those forms are here, in fact, to help the perception of the music, in fact, because if you put all the sounds, all the structure in the same place, they will be in together and we will not have a good perception of the polyphony. But if we display the sound in the space, or if we say one part of the polyphony remains stable and other voice is moving, and that helped, in fact, to hear more layers in the sounds, because they did not come from the same place all the time.
But on the other hand, it's much more difficult to have them exactly playing together. How do you solve this?
Oh, they play together because there is just one conductor, and all the groups are looking for a video of the conductor. So even if they are far from the conductor, they have the picture of the conductor on the screen, and they then can follow it and they can synchronize themselves.
But they don't hear the others at the same time, do they?
No. But you know, in orchestra, it is not chamber music. In fact, the double bass, the don't hear very, very well the piccolo, for example, because they are seated far from each from other. But in fact, it's our job and our the role of the conductor and my too in the rehearsal, in fact, to take care of the equilibrium of all those groups.
It is meant, all you wrote in your score, it is meant very accurate, exactly, should be.
I try to write exactly, and of course I have to make some corrections, because there are things, when I hear the music in my head, when I compose, I imagine something, but from time the reality show me that this group is covering another group, so I have to correct the dynamics, and that is the case in any case, in fact, in any situation in the rehearsal, we are always modifying, in fact, the dynamics between the groups, in fact, to have more clarity and more efficiency, in fact, for the music.
What about the idea with these two ensembles, well, having the Ensemble Moderne yeah. and, on the other hand, the orchestra? Yeah.
It's like a concerto grosso. That means there's a group of soloists, 15 musicians. They're performing parts which are more difficult, more virtuoso than the other part of the orchestra, and they are treated as soloists, and that they are on the part of the stage, and the other part of the stage is a string section, orchestra string section, string orchestra, and the rest of the orchestra is distributed in 8 groups around the public, but each group has, for example, woodwind strings. There are no strings in one side, and woodwinds they are mixed. In same times of chamber music, orchestra, symphonic music, and we have, for example, 3 groups of brasses and percussion which are making a triangle. One is on the stage, and 2 on the left and the right in the back. So we have a triangle like that, And we have, for example, the string in the orchestra, which is corresponding to other strings around the public, and many, many kind of different correspondences as between groups, yeah.
But all together, all these groups playing together, it's an enormous, you know, amount of musicians and also of sounds, and you have many, very, very well, strong statements in the score, and is it also part of this piece a certain fascination that you can get by these massive sounds?
It's from part to part, but I don't think there's a moment which are really massive. But what I like is the music which could be massive and little by little just doing something very fragile. And from time to time there's very few instruments we are playing. I like the music when they are not the same density all the time, but I like the music which is always modifying the density to be very massive and like chamber music. Like in Wagner music, for example, everybody thinks Wagner is a musician of fortissimo and massive, but it's not true at all. Even Mahler, you have music which is from time just chamber music and sometimes going very, very... So there is a huge part which is very loud and very massive in this piece, and principally at the end, because through the end the music became more and more massive and wild and like a jungle, if you want. But the end, the complete end of the music is very, very high sounds and very pianissimo, and I hope to success to have written a piece which is offer different kind of musical perspective, not just massive, but very different try. I tried, in fact, to make many modulation of the sounds when I compose.
Is it a piece about moments, or is it more generative? Sort like developing more and more?
In the beginning is more moments. In the beginning the piece is more quite separate moments which have some correspondence, but through the end the music take more continuity and more maybe narrative. There's no story, but it's a musical narration because the music is more and more continuous and going in sort of continuity. So it's begin with something which is unstable, and through the end the music is more enlarged parts which fit together during many times. So sort of stability, musical stability, is growing during the piece. Yeah.
And the listener perfectly should be just in the very middle of the hall, or is it just somebody sitting somewhere else getting a sort of another piece?
In the middle is better, but you know, it's always the way. When you are seated in peace, when the sound is around, it is surround sounds. Of course, if you are seated in the middle, it's better. But I think it could be interesting, in fact, to have, because you can hear some groups which are like echoes of other groups. So of course, you will have a different sound picture, sound image if you are seated in different places. I think from everywhere, it sounds differently, but. I don't think it's just a piece which is written for five seats in the center, because in that case there will be more musicians around the public than in the hall, than public in the hall. You know.